A great feeling today, Warren, to be back on the Windsor Park pitch for your first training session back on the pitch since for quite a few months, really.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic to be at our home. As I said, it's our ground, always has been, and I wanted to get the boys out and get playing on it, get a feel for it, because obviously with Europe coming up, you know, it's, and as I said this before, psychologically from last season, it's a big, big difference so far. But, you know, that with a good training session today, worked them hard. And, you know, it's a fantastic, you know, arena. And once it'll be finished, it'll be great. But, you know, the boys have got to take that out onto it. And as I said, they've certainly done that today. But, you know, it was important just to get the surroundings again and get into your change room, into your peg, and do all the little things in your shower. Some boys have superstitions. I went through all that today.
Psychologically, it's great in terms of our identity to be back at our rightful home again, isn't it?
I think that's the big word, identity. I know a lot of people say, and I keep laughing at these people, saying the National Stadium. It's Windsor Park, end of the day, end of story. And it is, you know, it's Linfield's home, Linfield's football pitch, football ground. So, and it always will be, no matter what people say. And I think it's important that we get out here and play football on it. That's the most important. At the end of the day, the most important thing is the players. You know, and they've got to get playing. And as I say to you, that's what I wanted to do, get them back out in that pitch again.
And with all the side issues that have been going on, you know, it was just marvellous seeing Linfield players on the Linfield pitch today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely. You know, it's still a building side, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it is about. You know, you got Windsor Castle on our badge. You know, you want to play at the pitch, Windsor Park. It was fantastic to see the boys out today.
There was a real spring in the step, you know, real zest, wasn't it? They looked really happy out there today.
No, they did. They said, yeah, the boys have come back looking well. They're looking fit. They're looking sharp. But, you know, the problem is some obviously with part-time players, you know, go on their holidays. Some are on their holidays. Some will be training and then going. And it's a tough thing. You've got to balance. You know, people don't realise how hard it is. But you know what I mean? We're trying to get them up to speed quickly, as fit as we can be. And, you know, they're certainly buying into it.
It's a real buzz factor, I thought, there today, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah, as I said, they've always said the boys train hard, and, you know, I think from last year, you know, they'll be back stronger this year. There's more mentality there. And, you know, it's a delightful place to play. You know, I said this, and this is what, you know, I can't get my head around. You know, players, you know, maybe 95% of the players would have run the Linfield 7 years ago, but now, you know, if they get paid a pound somewhere else, they want to stay. But, you know, I look at it, if I was a football player, I'd want to play at this club. Look at the arena, look at the pitch, look at the surroundings. It's the best club in the country, by a mile. And, you know, as I say, only one players who want to play for Linfield. And, you know, that's people who's were offered deals or who weren't. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't want to play for Linfield, you won't do me. And that's all I want at this club.
And Ivan Sproul showed yesterday that he was one player that wanted to be at this club.
Yeah, Sproul, he did. You know, I said this and he's flying. He's probably he's one of the most fittest there is, Sproul. But I know what he's about. Listen, he's experienced and it's a massive thing. We've got a good mix in there and there was no hesitation in him. You know what I mean? He wanted it done and as I said, I'm delighted it's over the line.
It's great to see Adam Sally, Johnny Fraser, you know, boys like that getting the experience of rubbing shoulders with the likes of Ivan Sproul, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, they've come up, the kids, you know, Dale and TJ's trained me for a while, but, you know, them two's come up. And it's down to them. As I said, Callum Byers as well. The wee keeper, Johnson, it's down to them. You know what I mean? I want my squad full of youth and experience. And I said this, if you're good enough, you're old enough for me.
You're up on Monday. Who do you want?
Anyone. Listen, at the end of the day, we're seated, so we'll just take anyone and we'll cross that bridge whenever it happens.
But it makes it real now, doesn't it? Now that there's starting to be fixtures on the horizon, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, at the end of the day, everyone wants to get, you have a good break, but you want to get back playing and, you know, we'll see who we get Monday.
Grant McCann back here on holiday today. Nice to see him again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Grant. He's over here and obviously, you know, a local boy and he texts me saying he's training. I said, yeah, so he's come up here and, you know, listen, it's good luck to him. He's fantastic. He's got a fantastic club. And as I said, this, you know, it shows you that Grant rates the league highly. You know, he's took Joe over. And as I said, it's all down to Joe. You know what I mean? It's a good chance for Joe to go and do it. When I said that, anyone else, you know, at the end of the day, if they think they're good enough, I'm sure, you know what I mean? Clubs will always be sniffing good players. And Grant showed that.
And Grant's done well for himself getting the assistant manager job, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. You know, I had a joke with him saying that I hope that's not our sessions you've took over to get that job. But no, he's a great fan, great friend of mine, and I wish him all the best.
Good to see Alan Dornan here today as the new Swifts manager, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I keep calling him Bab. But no, Alan's up. You know, as I said, it's important. He's in there. He, you know, he knows what he wants, and he knows that what I want with them kids step up. You know, he's a winner. I said this before, he's a winner. He's been there, he's done it. He knows what it is to play for a club like Linfield. That's what I want him to show on to the players.
All the best, we're in for a winnable tie, hopefully come Monday.
Thank you.